Google searches have been used for some time to track infectious disease spread, looking at things like searches for medical clinics or home remedies. But Mark Dredzi, a health informatics researcher at Johns Hopkins, says Twitter is even more relevant, and he's developed a way to make it even more so.
What our technologies do is they look at the content of the tweet, the actual message people write, and they try and figure out, is this person saying that they have the flu, or they know someone who has the flu, or are they talking about the flu in general? And we think of that as separating out infection from hype. So it turns out if you separate infection from hype, you can do a much better job at tracking the CDC flu rates.
Dredzi says the robust and worldwide nature of Twitter, easily accessed with a cell phone, can help researchers spot potentially troublesome infectious disease outbreaks virtually in real time and perhaps intervene very early. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.